America confronts global yawning. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As soon as the latest sleeping air traffic controller story hit, the email started coming. Dave, I'm a former controller. Two times during the week, you get only 8 hours off between shifts. Why is anyone surprised? Well, Cornell sleep researcher Jim Moss is certainly not surprised.
We are a nation of walking zombies.
Yes, but even zombies sleep before they wake up and eat you. And the problem isn't just air traffic controllers.
One out of four people in the country are shift workers, and researchers say 56% of them fall asleep on the job at least once a week.
56%! And these people aren't just landing airplanes. They're making them. They're making cars. They're performing heart surgery. This idea that the FAA doesn't want to allow naps or that taxpayers don't want to pay people to sleep. Ever been to a fire station? What do they have upstairs? Beds! Taxpayers have been paying firefighters to sleep for years, yet we still consider them heroes. Look at your cat. Look at your dog. We house them. We feed them. Then mostly we watch them sleep, and we still love them. Even your computer has a sleep mode. There's only one solution to global yawning, America. Turn off anything with a rechargeable battery. Pick up a boring book and sleep. And do this at least once a day. It's not sloth. It's a freedom nap. It's a liberty doze. Consider this your wake-up call. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.